Country Bob FM. Again, the Bob Almanac, designed to educate, entertain, but also it was born to help get you and I through difficult times and uncertain times, challenging times. And Neil, when it comes to your golf game, all times are challenging times, right?
Well, they're certainly uncertain times.
Uncertain, very uncertain.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
The Bob Almanac Tuesday. It's June 16th, the 168th day of the year. 198 left to go. You wonder where the term sack comes from as far as football. You know, what does it mean to sack the quarterback? How did that, you know, what's the origin of that term? And actually, what would happen back in medieval times, you would have an army come to a town or a country or a province, and they would sack it. So on this date, Rome was sacked by the Vandal army. And then they did a sack dance. They did the rope the calf thing, and the grave digger, and the Mark Gastineau, the Joe Klecko. That was this date, 455 A.D.
All right.
So on this date, 1858, this was a big, big speech for U.S. Senate candidate. He wasn't even presidential candidate yet. He was Senate candidate, Abraham Lincoln, Springfield, Illinois. He was talking about the slavery issue. And he said it had to be resolved. This is where he came up with that famous line in his speech: a house divided against itself cannot stand. And if it wasn't for that line, we wouldn't have this.
If Relationship George walks through this door, he will kill Independent George. A George divided against itself cannot stand.
A house divided against itself cannot stand, and a George divided amongst itself cannot stand. And as we found out with my wife's golf team, also a golf team divided cannot stand.
They labored a little bit.
1858. 1884, the first ever roller coaster in the U.S. became operational. Coney Island is a bit rickety. Wooden.
Yeah.
It vibrated a bit. I don't know if it was the safest thing. I don't know if there were any casualties the first time, kind of like the balloon guy. The two Frenchmen yesterday with the balloons, they perished. But the roller coasters have come a long way.
I remember the old Excelsior Amusement Park roller coaster, the wooden one. It was a little rickety.
So that was 1888, first roller coaster. Roller coasters have come a long way as far as technology and comfort and safety.
Yes.
1884.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
Yes.
By Menon. The Ford Motor Company was incorporated on this date, 1903. Did you hear that Ford is bringing back the Bronco?
Is it really?
The full-size Bronco. I was a proud owner of a Bronco 2 back in the early 1990s. But this is the full-size Bronco coming back, and they're going to unveil the new Bronco on July 9th. Guess whose birthday July 9th is?
Henry?
No.
No. Yours?
No.
I don't know. Bronco?
O.J. Simpson. It's his birthday.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
July 9th, they are unveiling the Bronco because, really, the O.J. thing probably killed the Bronco. Nobody wanted a Bronco after O.J. I mean, you know, you got your, who was the guy driving around? C.J.? What was his name? His good buddy, former teammate. But July 9th, look for the new Bronco from Ford. Have you driven a Ford lately? Oh, another jingle. And the same date. Actually, that's not the jingle. This is...
You're the Pepsi generation, sharing one great taste for life. Pepsi's got your taste for life.
So this was a huge day, 1903. Ford Motor Company Incorporated. And on the same day, Pepsi Cola registered Pepsi Cola with the patent office. And guess what? The Cola Wars were on, Neil.
Yeah, two of the biggest... products in our history.
Yeah. Ford and Pepsi.
Ford and Pepsi, come on.
Something about this date in 1903. 1922, Henry Ich bin ein Berliner completed the first helicopter flight. We talked about the flight of the balloon yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know who invented the helicopter, who came up with the idea. He had sketches of it like hundreds of years before. Leonardo da Vinci.
Wow.
Leonardo da Vinci sketched out what he called the aerial screw. That was the name. It wasn't helicopter. He called it the Aerial Screw. It was a man-powered helicopter that required four men to crank and spin, and this thing went around kind of in a corkscrew fashion. And in theory, it would fly, yeah. But it took until 1922 for the first ever helicopter flight. The vision of Leonardo da Vinci would be carried out this date, 1922. And now this from 60.
Here we have a quiet little motel, when in fact it has now become known as the scene of the crime.
Do you have a vacancy?
Oh, we have 12 vacancies.
Yeah, 12 murders. That equals 12 vacancies at the Bates Motel. Horror movies would never be the same. Alfred Hitchcock brought his brand of psychological horror film thriller to the big screen on this date. And like I said, horror movies would never, ever be the same.
No.
1960, Psycho.
That's that old.
Opened in New York City.
Forgot it was, you know.
1960. It's timeless. It is timeless. I think that's one of those movies that is absolutely timeless. That was in 60, 10 years later.
Brian Piccolo died of cancer at the age of 26. He left a wife and three daughters. He also left a great many loving friends who miss him and think of him often. But when they think of him, it's not how he died that they remember, but rather how he lived, how he did live.
I mean, that's a great lesson from that movie. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Live, damn it. Just live.
Right.
And so that's from the movie, of course. This was the date that Brian Piccolo actually did pass away.
Hmm.
Of course, his best friend Gail Sayers was at his side. It was not Billy Dee Williams. It was actually Gail Sayers who was there. It was a fine player. Brian Piccolo is more of a role player.
Yes,
for
he was.
Chicago Bears.
Yes, but they had a great friendship, and what a great movie.
All right, the balance of power shifted on this date in 75 in the National Basketball Association. A lot of people just call it the association, but for me, the association is the group that did everybody. Everybody calls her Wendy. Everybody knows it's Wendy. Bom, bom, bom. They did Cherish. That's the association
me.
Yes. The NBA on this date, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or as they say here, my staff misspelled it and said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded him to L.A. for four players.
That was huge.
And that, because they just got done with Wilt Chamberlain. They go, okay, we need somebody to replace Wilt Chamberlain. Let's bring in Kareem. And they won a ton of NBA titles. And they drafted Magic, and then it was all over after that.
Yeah.
So that was
He was dominant. He was the nobody. Nobody will ever do the sky hook like that.
Nope. 1975 and 1980.
Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right. What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and Western.
Yes, just like Bob FM, we have country and we have Western. And that's what they have at Bob's Country Bunker, which, of course, was the bar that the Blues Brothers were playing at in front of the Chicken Wire, behind the Chicken Wire, thankfully.
They were skeptical until they struck up Rawhide.
And then they did Stand By Your Man as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So Blues Brothers opened up this date in 1980. In 1991, we go to Cleveland Municipal Stadium, 91.
Chopper blocked by Lance. He throws 15 in a row for the Minnesota Twins.
There's a nice little play-by-play call by at that time, the TV play-by-play man, Ted Robinson. Twins won their 15th consecutive game. It was a slow start to 91. You got to remember, 91, they won the World Series. They had signed Jack Morris, but he got off to a rough start.
Uh-huh.
The pitching staff got off to a rough start. They weren't hitting in April and May, and then they got rolling in June, Neil.
Yes, they did.
15 in a row. 2 days later, that streak would be broken in Baltimore by the Orioles.
But they had a great month.
Yeah, and it was a game. That game at Baltimore, the end of that streak, is forever immortalized in A Few Good Men. The movie A Few Good Men?
Yes.
When Tom Cruise is at home watching a baseball game, it's the Orioles versus the Twins when, and I think it's a Ted Robinson call, if I'm not mistaken, when the Orioles walked off the Twins to end the 15-game winning streak in 91.
Wow.
Next time you watch A Few Good Men,
Check that out.
All right, so that was in 91. 92, Casper Weinberger, the former defense secretary, indicted, felony charges, Iran-Contra. Now, we talked about Wahlberger being the new burger place here in the Twin Cities and in and around. Have you ever been to Weinberger? Have you ever had a Weinberger?
Casper
Weinberger's burger joint.
No.
You might want to check that out.
I will.
1992, the longest salami. 68 feet 9 inches, 25 inches in circumference, was made on this date in Norway. It weighed almost 1,500 pounds. What's your favorite flavor of salami? Plain?
Yeah, I like plain. That's fine. I like all kinds.
2011.
Summer sausage.
2011.
I'm here today to again apologize for the personal mistakes I have made and the embarrassment I have caused. I make this apology to my neighbors and my constituents, but I make it particularly...
Well, that was on this date. Anthony Weiner was not a Weiner winner. He, New York congressman, announced his resignation on this date. He sent some pictures of things that could be described as lewd and messages that could be described as lewd to various women. 2011 on this date. The thing that he did wrong was that he had his... face in those same pictures. You got to know. Take a cue from Brett Favre. You don't put your picture in those faces. Your face.
Yes.
You don't put your face in along with those lewd pictures.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. That's a tip from Brett Favre. 2011. And then 4 years ago on this date,
Philadelphia passed a tax on soda and sugary drinks Thursday, making it the largest city in the country to do so. The measure is pretty sweeping. It not only affects sodas, regular and diet, but sugar-added and artificially sweetened beverages.
Diet? Now, those aren't sugary. That's not sugar. I mean,
no.
It might be saccharine or NutraSweet-y.
It's a sweetener, but it's not sugar.
But, so that was this date, a 1.5% per ounce tax on sugary drinks. Neil, would that be enough of a deterrent if we pass that here locally for you to not and no longer drink Diet Mountain Dew?
No, I don't think so.
All right. No. Let's move on to birthdays now today. I knew it wouldn't.
I love a girl, said Ruby is her name.
He's the king of country rock. You got the king of country, George Strait, the king of rock, of course, Elvis. This guy brought them both together, Billy Crash Craddock. He's 81 today. You know how he got his nickname, Crash?
Poor driving?
No, he was a running back.
Oh.
And he didn't care where the hole was. He would just go right. If the hole was the number two hole, if it wasn't there, he'd still run into it.
Yeah.
He'd crash his way through the hole.
Blaze his own.
They were probably running the Belly series.
Right.
Billy Crash Craddock, 81 here today. Don't you think the world could use a love train right now?
Oh, desperately.
I mean, you were on the bogey train yesterday, it sounded like.
Well,
this is the love train. Lead singer of the OJs, there he is. Eddie Levert. 78 today, Joan Van Ark. That means, of course,
TV theme time?
Yeah. From Knott's Landing.
Oh, yes.
That was a heck of a nice cul-de-sac they lived in, was it not?
It really
was. Best ever, better than mine, although I've got a pretty good cul-de-sac, but it's hard to compare to Knott's Landing and those fine folks and the trouble they got into.
Right.
Joan Van Ark, 77. He had Manos de Piedra. Can you translate that for me?
Hands of stone?
Hands of stone. Would you rather have hands of stone or a chin of porcelain?
Well, if you're a boxer, I'm pretty sure you don't want that.
Roberto Duran, 69. Canadian singer-songwriter Gino Vannelli. Two of his songs are Yacht Rock, Anchors, and Must Haves. This one, and then I Just Want to Stop is another one. Gino Vannelli, he's older than you are. He's 68 today. Happy birthday to him again, Yacht Rock standards.
I have some bad news. Dad is not with us anymore. I said Dad has passed away. He's passed away.
She was Jackie, Roseanne's sister. Still is, actually. She still plays that role on the new Connors, which replaced Roseanne. Lori Metcalf is 65. In our house, we just call him Feel.
That you've got to hit bombs off the tee to be able to get to those small sections. And that's what I'm going to do today. Hit bombs and attack the pin here at the Masters.
That's what he does. He hits bombs. They're not always in the fairway.
No.
They're not always on the same hole. They're not always on the golf course. They're sometimes off the property. But he's fun to watch. And when you watched him in the match, when it was him and Tiger against Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson's character, his personality really comes out.
Yeah.
And you know, you're either a Phil guy or a Tiger guy. I lean Phil. I know Tiger's won more and all this, but I like Phil. I like his personality.
Like Phil. I do too.
Early in his career, he's a little bit arrogant, but I think he's kind of embraced that and has gotten over that in his old age. He's now eligible for the senior, the Champions Tour.
So
he hits 50.
But he hits bombs, not bombas.
Yeah, he is. Different. Yeah. If bombas are the twins.
Right, okay. Right.
Looks like you guys had some night, huh?
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same, except
he was Harold, and he and his buddy Kumar, you know, they went to White Castle,
yes,
amongst other things. That's John Cho. He's also the new Sulu in the Star Trek, the new one that they just ended, the new Kelvin timeline. He is 48. One more TV theme. This is hard to believe. Chip, the son on Kate and Allie, is 45.
Really?
Yeah. Jane Curtin's son on Kate and Allie, 45 today. I can't believe that.
What's his real name?
His name is Frederick Kohler, 45.
That's hard to believe. That's been that many years.
How old is Susan St. James then?
Right.
Or Jane Curtin.
Right.
Or Emma.
Are we gone to the Gone But
Feel
Not
free.
Forgotten category?
Take it away.
In the Gone But Not Forgotten category, he was the leader of the Chiricahua Apache tribe, and that is Geronimo. We say Geronimo for some reason. When you jump off a mountain or a cliff or something, you say Geronimo.
I say gangway.
Ah, that's good, too. American Indian Geronimo, born on this day, 1829. He was the skinnier half of the tremendously talented comedic duo of Laurel and Hardy.
We sure used to have a lot of fun, didn't we?
We sure did.
You remember how dumb I used to be?
Yeah.
Well, I'm better now. Well,
used to be. I thought that was his role.
He was
great. I thought that's what he did.
The very talented Arthur Stanley Jefferson, you know him as Stan Laurel, born on this day, 1890. There was Chico and the man. He was the man, Jack Albertson.
That's right. Will you go away?
Hey, man, it's really coming down out there, huh?
What are you talking about? The rain or the property values?
He was gritty.
He was.
Bit of a curmudgeon.
And he was in Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was.
Right? With Gene Wilder.
He got nothing.
Jack Albertson was born on this day.
You lose.
You're right.
Good day, sir.
Born on this day, 1907. And rapper, actor, he's our rapper of the day. And he's in the Gone category. Tupac Shakur was born on this day, 1971. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff's lack of acknowledgement of pro wrestling is just shameful.
All right, Ultimate Warrior, you've heard from Andre the Giant and Bobby the Brain Heenan. They believe, Warrior, that they have the advantage in this Intercontinental title bout.
Let's just say the Ultimate Warrior was not a wordsmith.
Fear is an aberration. Fear is the air.
I actually think Frankenstein had a bigger vocabulary,
well,
but that was his character.
Was his
the
deal.
Ultimate Warrior, James Brian Helwig, who again, like a lot of wrestlers, passed away way too young, 6 years ago. The Ultimate Warrior was his character, 1959.
Yeah.
Now they're all
gone.
But not forgotten. I don't know, you'll be surprised by this, but I'm back in studio today for the All Request Lunch Hour.
Nice.
Noon to 1.
I think very soon we're going to be back out on location. I'm working on that today.
People are talking. Our people are talking with people. We might
be
back out at a restaurant or somewhere.
Yes,
that's a good idea. Because I enjoyed doing it yesterday.
Yeah.
I enjoyed being
patio,
back out on location.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Would you like to start this Bob-a-thon and the No Repeat Workday with Don Williams back in my younger days?
Mm-hmm.
Tim McGraw, just to see you smile.
Right.
Or Zach Brown Band and their signature song, Chicken Fried. Three seconds.
We could do that. Let's do Chicken Fried.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.